Time check, 18 hours, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, we need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get Absa Business Banking.
Government reaffirms commitment to prevent hate speech and genocide. PAP adopts Chandaka Totore as presidential candidate for 2026 election. In global news, gunmen abduct 23 children from an orphanage in central Nigeria. With the main news at 18 hours, my name is Nathaniel Mwende. Justice Minister Princess Kasune has stressed that the UPND government is deliberate and resolute in ensuring that genocide and hate speech have no place in Zambia. Speaking when a delegation from the United Nations on the prevention of hate speech and genocide paid a courtesy call on her, Ms. Kasune says hate speech, lack of respect for fundamental human rights and low levels of economic development are some of the factors that lead to genocide and mass atrocities. She said it is imperative that states for states to work together to prevent genocide and other mass atrocities as a matter of urgency, noting that taking preventive action against genocide is far less costly than responding to crises that are already underway. Ms. Kasune has since reaffirmed government's unwavering commitment to fostering peace, unity in the country. Meanwhile, United Nations Undersecretary General and Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, Professor Chaloka Zeyani, said they are ready to provide technical support to Zambia in the prevention of genocide, particularly in the drafting of the legal framework on genocide. Professor Zeyani has since underscored the critical role that national committees play in curbing hate speech and safeguarding peace. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Justice Principal Public Relations Officer Joan Kandani. The Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, has adopted Luapula Member of Parliament Chandaka Totore as its presidential candidate for the August 13, 2026 general election. Announcing the development in Lusaka this afternoon, Party President Sean Tembo said he will instead contest the election as the party's running mate. Mr. Tembo explains that the move reflects his commitment to placing the interests of the Zambian people above personal ambition. Meanwhile, Mr. Katotowe has accepted the nomination, pledging to lead the party to victory and deliver meaningful change for citizens. He has emphasized the need for unity, noting that the current moment presents a critical opportunity for Zambia to come together, particularly amid growing concerns over governance and service delivery.
Our people do not need rhetoric. They need results from leaders who have walked the talk in their respective roles and constituencies. They do not need experience. They need solutions. They do not need political theater. They need transformational leadership. Be assured that this partnership and this team
will deliver real wins in real time and not forcefully.
Education Minister Douglas Siakalima has reiterated that education remains the most important investment any government can make in its people. speaking when a delegation from the Royal Mukuni University College paid a courtesy call at his office. Mr. Siyakalima noted that no sector of society can thrive without educated and skilled individuals, and that the absence of such capacity leads to underperformance and poverty. He expressed concern that many citizens do not fully and appreciate the long-term value of education, noting that while people often expect immediate results, the benefits of investing in education typically take about 20 years to fully materialize. Mr. Siyakalima highlighted deliberate measures by the government of President Hakainde Hichilema, including such as free education for all learners, recruitment of an unprecedented number of teachers, removal of examination fees, nationwide desk production, and the school feeding initiative. He further noted that the Ministry of Education now presides over the entire chain of learning, from early childhood to tertiary, ensuring systematic oversight and progress. And chairperson of the Royal Mukuni University Council, Professor Joseph Mutale, commended government's progressive measures in the education sector and agreed that education is the best vehicle for national development. He also announced that the university is ready for launch, pending certification from the Higher Education Authority. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has granted Luapula Oil Limited approval to operate the first ever service station in Chiedi District, marking a major milestone in improving fuel access in the area. According to ERB Manager Public Relations, Namukolo Kasumpa, the development represents a significant step in expanding energy services to rural and fuel deficit communities. Mrs. Kasumpa says the approval reflects ERB's commitment to extending energy access across the country, noting that residents in Chiengi have until now been traveling about 135 kilometers to Inchalenge to access fuel. She added that the ERB remains committed to improving access to energy services nationwide, with particular attention to underserved communities.
So now residents have to travel nearly 135 kilometers Chiengi to obtain fuel. This new facility is a containerized refueling station constructed in strict accordance with Ugandan studies. It will meet requirements for safety, product quality, environmental protection, and occupational health. Through this development, the ERB reaffirms its dedication to improving access to energy services across the country, with particular attention to underserved communities.
In global news, gunmen raided an unregistered orphanage in Nigeria's Kogi State and kidnapped at least 23 children, authorities have said, with 8 still missing after a partial rescue operation. The children were taken from a facility called the Dahalu Kitab Group of Schools, located in an isolated area of the state capital, Lokoja, late Sunday, Kogi's Information Commissioner, Kingsley Fanwo, said in a statement. He said the prompt and coordinated response of security agencies led to the rescue of 15 children. The BBC reports another story.
Russia's Africa Corps, whose mercenaries have been fighting in Mali against jihadists and separatist groups, says it has left the northern city of Kidal. It added the withdrawal was agreed with Mali's leaders. The development comes as the country observes 2 days of national mourning for Defense Minister Fadil Kamara, who was killed in a suicide bombing near Bamako. The commander of Ukraine's drone forces says he's holding back Russian advances by killing roughly 30,000 soldiers a month. Robert Rossi told the BBC that every death was verified and logged via drone footage. The Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that peace talks with the United States earlier this month failed because of what he called Washington's excessive demands. He made the comments as he arrived in Russia for talks with President Putin.
This is the 18 Hours Phoenix FM News. We take a look.
From analog to digital, to digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
Phoenix FM rising for 30 years.
The Zambia. And our business news.
The business news is brought to you by SMB. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
The Zambia Civil Aviation Authority, ZCAA, says the conflict in the Middle East has negatively affected